We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACLs.
With you. And Wade.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Your calls are what the show's all about. Otherwise, we'll talk about things interesting to us. And I want to point out that I misunderstood what Bile was trying to communicate to me a few moments ago. So hopefully those who heard that are still listening, because apparently we were talking about the troops that were in the streets in Alabama just recently, actually, in a little place called Samson, Alabama. 22 military police members from Fort Rucker were sent out to help with traffic control and a couple of other things. They claim that they weren't even armed, but the photograph here is not close enough to really be able to reveal that, whether that was true or not. But we had made the incorrect claim, apparently, that the Posse Comitatus Act was repealed. And according to Bile, what happened was they changed the Posse Comitatus Act in the National Defense Authorization Act for 2007, but those changes were repealed in 2008. So according to blogofbile.com, according to Bile from that website, he says that apparently the old Posse Comitatus and Insurrection Act restrictions are still in effect. So if that's true, then what these soldiers did was against their own rules. And whoever it was that sent them there is in violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, which
says they'll
be
in prison.
They'll be supposedly be fined or imprisoned.
Fined.
They'll be fined.
So
yeah.
The taxpayers will pay for their mistake?
Probably. I don't know. I guess if it's them, they're paying it out of their paycheck, that it's still the taxpayers
paying.
Seems
very unlikely to me that it's coming out of their paycheck. It sounds to me like, you know, this is something done in the act of their position, and what they do for, you know, what they're doing for works, and they're working for the government, so therefore the government's going to be finding itself.
It's a pretty serious
offense. It happens all the time,
though. If it's illegal, this is pretty serious. Couldn't there be a court martial involved?
I have no idea if they'll do anything about this. I mean, is there an obligation for somebody to press charges here? It does say they shall be fined under the title. It doesn't actually say here, and I obviously don't have the full law in front of me, but it doesn't say how much they'll be fined. Maybe it's a $5 fine. I mean, this was written back in the 1800s, right? When was the last time they updated the numbers? I mean, presuming there are numbers in the Insurrection Act or the Posse Comitatus Act, when was the last time they went and said, okay, we need to change these because this could be a problem today? You know, it could be like, 20 cents or something like that.
Could be.
But David, let me continue the story here. This is interesting. CNSNews.com reporting on these troops that were actually used in the streets of America. And David Ritger's legal policy analyst at Cato Institute, says there are other laws barring the use of federal troops outside of federal property as well. Title 18, Section 375 of the U.S. Code is a direct restriction on military personnel, and it basically precludes any member of the Army in participating in a search, seizure, arrest, or other similar activity unless participation is otherwise authorized by law. He said that the security of a crime scene is something I think that would roll up in the category of a search, seizure, or other activity. In addition, there's the Insurrection Act of 1808, and under which the president can authorize troops to restore order and enforce laws of the United States during an insurrection. Whenever there's an insurrection in any state against its government, the president may, upon the request of the legislature or of the governor, if the legislature cannot be convened, call into federal service such of the militia of the other states in the number requested by that state and use the armed forces as he considers necessary to suppress the insurrection. Now, what is an insurrection? How do you define that?
Whatever they say.
Is it a bunch of angry people yelling about how they've had enough of paying taxes? Is that an insurrection? What is the... You know, so clearly, this is not ironclad. Clearly, there are enough holes, enough loopholes that they can work through. They could claim, well, this is mass murder in Samson, Alabama. That's an insurrection. And that might be enough for them to get the authorization they need to do this. But let's presume that this was illegal. Let's say that they do their investigation and they come to the conclusion that somebody broke the law. And they get fined and they say, all right, we're never going to do this again. We're so sorry. We really made a mistake this time. Let's say that's pretty much the best of scenarios, right?
I would say.
Let's say that happens. Well, Will the Posse Comitatus Act apply to the new National Service Program?
No.
I would, if they're certainly supposed to be domestic, that's their whole purpose, so that probably not.
Right. It was written 130 or whatever years before the new domestic national service program. I mean, Obama said that he wants to have a national service program that's as big and as powerful
and as well-funded.
And as well-funded as the military. But it won't be the military. It'll be a new program, and there will be no rules to apply to it except for the Constitution. And we all know that the Constitution doesn't apply anymore because they just don't care about it. So that could be their workaround.
They give it plenty of lip service when it's politically expedient.
Oh, sure. But that's my prediction. I think that'll be their workaround. If they find that the troops in the streets was wrong and that that shouldn't be done, okay, fine. No troops in the streets, although they can always pass legislation to repeal Posse Comitatus. They can always change their own rules. That's no problem for them. So they could take that route. Or they could just say, okay, fine. Well, we'll honor Posse Comitatus, but we'll build this whole new national service program, force a bunch of people to work in it, and these new brown shirts will be occupying American streets, checking traffic, checking people's IDs, searching houses, whatever it is that we need them to do, confiscating firearms, whatever it is. I think that's probably going to be an easy workaround for them on this. Just thought I'd share that.
They don't obey their own laws anyway, so I'm not too worried about it.
No, certainly not. And it doesn't sound like anything significant is going to come out of this. I mean, the Army is investigating itself here.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, we got to check this out, make sure all the T's were crossed and the I's were dotted. And I'm sure they'll do a thorough, thorough job and really hold themselves accountable. Like all the police department investigations of themselves. Oh, wait, no. 99% of the time they come back with the results of everything's fine. It's by the book.
If the Army's investigating itself, then who levies the fine against whom?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. So 1-800-259-9231, is this the first of many instances that we will see with American troops occupying American streets? I say probably.
I hope not.
Well, it's not really even the first. I mean, as we talked last hour, after Hurricane Katrina, National Guardsmen were in the streets, in camouflage, going house to house, right, confiscating firearms.
They had guns. They weren't. They weren't out there saving people in hurricanes.
Remember that there was a clip that we played. We actually played the part of the interview on the air where one of these kids, probably no older than 18 or 19 years old, was asked if he would shoot an American. And he basically responded that, yeah, he would.
I sure don't want to, but, yeah, I'll cap him right between the eyes.
Well, back in the 90s, the Branch Davidian situation, I think, was the first in ultra-modern times where the military was used against civilians, and that was a big deal back then. They talked about it violating Posse Comitatus, but what do they do about it? Nothing.
Nothing.
Here's the answer to your question, by the way, Mark. According to the story, it's the U.S. Department of Justice that would have prosecuting authority in this case if a violation is deemed to have occurred. The Justice Department did not comment for the story.
Well, the Army is investigating. The Army is investigating itself as to decide whether or not the Justice Department would levy a fine against the Army.
Something like that. It may be a fine against the individual who made the decision.
No, it's not. It's like you haven't even heard of sovereign immunity, Ian. When has that ever happened? Have you ever heard of a... Tell me.
It says whoever shall be fined. Whoever shall
be
fined.
They talk about these... Yes, I understand you're talking about a living, breathing, corporeal human being. However, they do refer to corporations and business entities as persons on a regular basis.
So who could be considered the Army?
I don't see for a second. I have never heard of a public official being fined for his actions unless he's, unless basically he's committed a crime and been put on trial for that. Maybe it'll happen. I just don't believe it.
So they're going to use whatever excuses they can to bring as many troops into the streets and as many points in America as possible. Whether it's a natural disaster, which we've already seen them use them for natural disasters, so that's pretty much a shoe-in at this point. Next time there's a hurricane or anything like that, you'll see National Guardsmen in the streets. We know the military's coming to do a tour around the country and essentially have real military members in the streets. We know that's happening, and they're going to use as many excuses as possible. In this case, it was a murder. It was a murder spree that brought them in, because the excuse was, well, there weren't enough cops in the town.
I'm interested in this murder spree, too.
So it was the shooting, a mass shooting, wasn't it? Anyway, there's another reason why I think they might do it, because cops are getting too fat. We'll tell you about a fat cop that's getting reinstated in the job here in moments.
Oh.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
This is Bob Chapman at the International Forecast again. In free trade and globalization, never before, even under British mercantilism, has transnational conglomerates from the U.S., Europe, and Japan developed a manufacturing base on the soil of another country in such a massive scale to make extraordinary profits, keep their profits free from taxation in offshore banking centers, and destroy core manufacturing in Western countries.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This conflict over globalization and fair trade brings us into the U.S. fiscal deficit that will be close to $2 trillion this year. That, as CDS default swaps on U.S. Treasuries rise 100 basis points or $100,000 for insurance that only cost $5,000 on a five-year Treasury note a year ago.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Talk about anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including, by the way, the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. And get interactive for free. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential. Guaranteed. You can go over there and get a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com because normal email is not secure. PrivacyHarbor.com.
Now, we know that police departments vary across the country in regards to their level of standards for what the physical form of their officers is. We know that in many departments, there are some specifications that are fairly high as far as the bar to get in to the police department. But then once you're in a lot of departments, there aren't really any standards later on. Once you've made it past that first bar,
some
then
in
a number of departments, then you can float and you can get as fat as you want to get and as out of shape as possible, and nothing can happen to you as a result of that. Some departments do have testing, some departments have mandatory testing, and some departments have voluntary testing. So there's no real incentive in the ones with the voluntary testing for the officer who might be getting out of shape to go and have himself voluntarily tested. So I don't know what the breakdown is. I don't know how many departments are one way versus the other, but this is a story that will blow your mind. It's a great example of how a number of departments actually are. Omaha.com reporting where a former Bellevue police officer who was fired for being overweight could be back patrolling the streets in a few months. His name is Christopher Parent. He's 52 years old. The Nebraska Court of Appeals, in an opinion released Tuesday, reversed the Civil Service Commission's decision upholding determination of Mr. Parent. He'd been a member of the police department for more than 25 years, mostly as a detective, but had been reassigned to road patrol. That's not a good sign. Usually when an officer gets reassigned from detective to road patrol,
something bad.
Something's up. But his firing stemmed from his performance on an August 28th combat shooting exercise, which prompted fellow officers to report him to the command staff. Parent was fired in 2007 after an internal investigation determined he had not maintained a high level of physical, mental, and emotional conditioning. That's quite an indictment. It's not just that Parent was a fat boy, he was also messed up in the head. He has not maintained a high level of physical, mental, and emotional conditioning. But apparently, that's all okay, as the Nebraska Court of Appeals determined. Bellevue Police Lieutenant Mark Elbert has said Parent, whose 2005 issued Nebraska driver's license listed him at 5'9" and 300 pounds, was fired under
that's small.
Now, he looks like, I'm looking at a picture of him here. He looks like Chris Farley. He's that kind of size, a big, big, big guy. He was fired under a policy that requires officers to be physically fit. However, the court's opinion states that under the Bellevue Police Department policy used to justify his firing, Parent satisfied the only objective standard imposed.
The objective standard. See, now, isn't it interesting how the judicial system, when it's judging some of its own other government employees, well, it'll demand objective standards.
It's very firm on this.
When the politicians pass laws with subjective standards, nobody cares.
The court said he maintained at least a fair level of physical wellness pursuant to the standards contained within the department's wellness program manual. Michael Polk, an attorney representing the city, said that paragraph in the policy has since been removed. It was a policy that was part of an outdated wellness program and was removed because of that, he said. Polk said,
"It's easy, just redefine the rules, and I don't see any reason. I mean, they're rules; they're not laws. It's not like he would be retroactively or grandfathered in or anything like that. Redefine the rules to have a certain body biomass index or body fat, percentage or whatever."
And I think he may have been grandfathered in, though. I think that if the rules were X at the time when he was hired, then they may have to stay that way. I don't know. I'm speculating there. If somebody's in law enforcement wants to comment, 800-259-9231. Polk said that it was standard for officers to self-report by filling out a sheet detailing how they stayed healthy and fit. He said it wasn't something that was even officially audited.
Bavarian creams.
So these guys, yeah, exactly. They're filling out their own reports, and no one's even looking at them, according to this cop.
I always get the low-calorie donut.
The current policy says police officers are called upon to perform a variety of tasks that require physical endurance and agility. This dictates that officers maintain a high level of physical, mental, and emotional conditioning, which can only be acquired through regular exercise, proper diet, and utilizing time. The city of Bellevue could let the case go, and Parent would be reinstated in a few months, or send the case to the Nebraska Supreme Court for further review, putting Parent's job back on the line. Polk said he was disappointed by the decision and unsure what avenue the city would take. Parent's termination was reversed on a policy technicality. The reversal is much like when criminal convictions are overturned on legal technicalities. It's ironic that an individual sworn to uphold the law uses a policy technicality to continue to ignore his personal physical condition, like a criminal using a loophole in the law to escape punishment. But this is government bureaucracy, where the rules of the regular world just don't apply. In your business, now look, I'm exempting the fact that there are a lot of restrictive rules that control how an individual can be fired from your business. But in theory, in a private business, you should be able to fire somebody for whatever reason you like.
Right. It's a relationship. And there shouldn't be any restrictions put by the government as to why you are in a relationship. You should decide. Can the employee quit for any reason? Have you ever heard of
Yes.
an employer? Have you ever heard of an employer taking an employee to court because he quit because, well, there was smoking there? You have to deal with the smoking, or because there wasn't smoking, or whatever reason. Well, no, the employee can quit for any reason. Then the employer should be able to quit for any reason. Period. End of story. That's fair.
Absolutely. So, but in this case, it's government bureaucracy, and that's when all these rules come in. Normally, the rules aren't followed when it comes to us, but when it comes to their own bureaucrats, man, they, the unions and these bureaucrats, will hold their bureaucracies
yep.
to the T, the letter of their sets of rules. Even though the rules have been changed, he was still able to hold them to, apparently, the old set that, because it said here that they changed the rules since then to require that they have physical endurance and agility and a high level of mental and physical and emotional conditioning, but that didn't stop this appeals court from overturning his firing. Steve Delaney, Parent's attorney, says Parent's excited about the decision and eager to get back to work. He's been a police officer his entire adult life, he said. He's been
and really
always,
beats working.
Yeah, he's always wanted to be a Bellevue police officer and is looking forward to going back. Delaney would not comment on Parent's current weight or detail what he's been doing since his termination.
I've got two words.
Nom, nom.
Plumber's crack.
So what would this guy end up doing? I mean, he doesn't know anything else but being a bureaucrat. He'd have to go out and, you know, get some other kind of work. Of course, he could probably go work for another bureaucracy where he can sit on his butt all day and munch.
Get fatter.
But isn't this amazing? I mean, just looking at this story gives you some idea of what you're dealing with out there. If we had a market-based policing situation, a market-based protection service or services that were competing, would this ever happen?
No.
This guy wouldn't have a job in the first place. If he just started letting himself go physically, they would notice that on some sort of yearly review, and he would be demoted or he would be fired if he didn't turn the situation around. But because it's government, no such incentives. More coming up.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up, we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Get on the updates list for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com, that's updates.freetalklive.com. The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country, including Chicago, Boston, Berkeley, Philadelphia, D.C., and more. Participation is completely free. Plus, the Institute for Humane Studies will provide housing and meals. So really, there's no excuse to not attend these things. If you are of college age, you should head over to LibertarianSeminars.com. Get registered because the deadline is March 31st. LibertarianSeminars.com. By the way, these seminars cover a whole gamut of topics. Everything from career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path, as well as philosophy. Those who are passionate about liberty are really going to love this, and even those who are new to the ideas of libertarian philosophy. It's all there at Liberty.
Good thing to do with your summer vacation.
Yeah, absolutely. LibertarianSeminars.com. I imagine you're going to meet some really cool people while you're there as well, so great networking opportunities. And it's free. So we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Seth is on the line in Florida. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Mark? How you doing, Ian?
Hey,
I'm
Wayne. Sorry. What's on your mind,
Seth? How you doing, Wade?
Hey,
Wayne. Great to talk to you guys. Mark, I emailed you earlier today about the event that we're throwing down here in Orlando called Bailout of Palooza. We're tailgating one of the so-called tea parties and, you know, advertising it. If you want to get some real education, come to our show, and it's going to be a hell of a lot more fun.
Good idea.
Because we're having it at a brewery, the Orlando Brewing Company. I don't know if you ever heard of it, Mark.
No. Nope.
But it's a great little place. It's got some organically brewed beer.
So what and, are you going to be doing exactly?
We're going to have speakers there talking about, you know, the gross injustices going on, you know, with all this spendulous, scandalous bills and, you know, bailout follies. You know, just the whole mess that we're in general. And so we have some expert speakers on the subject, some economists. And also, there's going to be some bands that are playing, too. So we kind of want to try to make it a fun festival and try to sneak in some education at the same time, you know, but not put people to sleep.
I think that's a good approach. I think that people getting together and getting excited and having a good time while learning is a great approach. I hope you have success with it. How can people find out more?
They can go to bailoutapalooza.com.
That's cute. Bailoutapalooza.com. Yeah, so are you planning on just being a one-off kind of thing, or as
no,
a bailout
it's, well, doing it's, it again? It's going to start off as a one-off at first, but I'd like to do a festival each year until I move my ass up there. My butt up there myself.
Just can't use that term in a sexually connotated manner. You can't use that term in a...
I meant my donkey. Well, you know, as soon as I move my donkey up there, right?
Exactly. hey, that's great. You know, this is also sound like it'd be a great opportunity. Somebody mentioned today there's all these protests that are going on, these teabag protests, which I think are kind of lame personally because they're not really doing anything but making themselves feel good. But that's what protests are. It is what it is, right? And the reality is people are coming to them. You know, there were 4,000 people at one of these recent Tea Party protests. That's a significant turnout. These people are angry. They don't know what to do. They think the solution is voting for Republicans. Of course, that's wrong. That's not going to solve the problem. Voting for Democrats is not going to solve it either.
But
it's a perfect outreach opportunity for Free State Project members. So for those Free Staters that are still in local areas, not in New Hampshire, if you're still where you are and you're not in New Hampshire, go to these events, whether it's Bailoutapalooza or one of these Tea Party events. It's my understanding that April 15th, there are going to be a number of these events across the country.
Oh, yeah. Free Staters, one of our members, we're doing a big tax rally. Absolutely.
Free Staters need to go to the Free State Project website, print out some brochures, and hit these events and flyer them. That's going to result in more people finding the Free State Project.
They have a tri-fold sign-up sheet. You can go there and just sign people up and then send it into the Free State Project, and you know they're signed up.
That's an excellent idea, actually. I didn't even think about that. And also, would you guys mind if I promoted your show as well?
Oh, by all means. We hate that.
No, go to promote.freetalklive.com. We've got flyers that are pre-made up for you there. It should make it pretty easy for you. But this is a great opportunity to reach out to these angry masses, because if they show up at this Tea Party or Bailoutapalooza or whatever, and they show up at these places, and they just wave signs around and get angry and talk about how angry they are, well, you know, that's nice. They might meet some interesting folks and have a good time, but if you can take that anger and you can channel it into education, if you can channel, as you're saying, you know, give them something to chew on, something to think about, channel it into showing them how it is that Republican versus Democrat is not the solution, and that the solution is true liberty, and use this as an opportunity when they're angry to perhaps open up their mind to some other alternative options as to how to solve these problems.
Yeah.
I think it's a great opportunity for people to go out there. But I live in New Hampshire, so I can't really go out and do these things. So that's why it's important for people like you to be doing this. And as the organizer of the event, you're in a perfect position to really spin this toward liberty and the Free State Project as a solution.
Absolutely. I definitely plan on doing that, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And so anyone within hearing distance and within, you know, even if you want to come from out of state, everybody's welcome to come to this event. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Great.
And we're going to have some that's a great idea, have some FSP sign-up sheets. I'm a registered member myself, by the
Thank
way
you. Thank you for that. And you know what? If you haven't met up with the local group, there may be one there in Orlando. I mean, Orlando's a big enough metro to where there's likely a handful of other Free Staters there. What you can do, and this applies to everybody who's a Free State Project member, go to the Free State Project website, get in touch with the membership people.
Yep.
I think Seth Hipple is the membership guy there. And basically say, hey, look, you know, I'm wondering, is there a local group? They may have a list of local groups. If there's not one, you can start one. And in order to start one, I know this because I did it down in down when I was in Sarasota.
Yep.
Basically, what you do is you go to the Free State Project, say, I want to start a local group. And they'll say, okay, well, here, we're going to give you this database. And it's a database, basically, of Orange County or whatever it is. What's the county where?
Orange County.
Probably include Sanford.
You'll get Orange County. You'll get some of the surrounding counties. You get all the names and addresses and whatever contact info they have for those people. And you have to swear that you'll only use it to create the local group and you won't be marketing to these folks.
Sure.
But basically, you then put the local group together. And what I did was I contacted each and every person on that list, and I said, hey, we're going to meet up. And probably half the list was dead phone numbers and people had moved. But I did find a number of people that were interested in getting together. And so that might be something you want to do before this happens. When's the event scheduled?
Yeah, I'm running out of time. It's this weekend.
Okay.
That's
pretty close. But as you say, you're probably going to do it again.
We're going to do it again, for sure. Yeah, we're going to try to do something almost every month, actually. And I really want to try to encourage some people to do some civil disobedience, even down here.
Wow.
To be honest with you.
Well, that would be awesome. I don't know what you have in mind. I mean, what kind of...
Burning some Social Security cards or UN flags or, burning the U.S. flag. I saw the one guy doing that,
Burning some marijuana. I don't think burning U.S. flags really does any good for anybody. I think you should avoid that one.
I know. But, the more and more I think about the whole notion of a country and just of a state in general, and I've even, started thinking about even the act of voting and how when you vote, when you guys are saying about how that's actually applying force upon someone else.
We didn't say that.
There was a caller who was suggesting that. I do not believe that to be true unless you're voting to apply force to someone. If you're voting for somebody who is a pro-liberty individual
that's the one exception that I was going to make. Unless it's like a voluntarist that you're voting for or something like that.
You could vote on issues. Many, in Florida, when you go and vote, you have to vote on the amendments to the Constitution, which is
The speed rail thing in Florida. Yeah. Remember that?
We voted that down, and they're still trying to do it, of course.
we had
a big rally. They just raised our toll rates here on the 408 and the 417, and all the toll roads here, and they just ignored us.
Get in touch with those Free Staters, because they're likely a lot of them that are just dormant. They've probably been, and what I found was the Free Staters generally were not active at that point. But if you give them something to do, you give them something to show up at, they'll probably get excited by that. So take a look at that as an option. It'll help you at least get maybe a handful of volunteers to help you with your event.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for the call, the great
stuff that you all do, and look forward to meeting up with you someday.
Thank you, sir, and thanks in advance for promoting Free Talk Live at your event. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's people like him. Those are the doers that are coming to the Free State Project. Those are the people that are going to be making and are making the difference here in New Hampshire. Looking forward to having more people like him coming up here and self-organizing, self-starting, not waiting for someone else to figure out what to do. He's gone and created something, and now he's inviting other people to participate in it. We need more of that in this movement. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your calls about whatever you want will slip you in here in the remaining moments of the show. This is Free Talk Live.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. I'm trying to sneak you in here in the remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, as we mentioned to Seth there in Florida, one of the things you can do is help promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a whole list of things you can do. Most of them are completely free or very, very low cost to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the country and around the world, bringing more people to the ideas of freedom. So whatever opportunities you have to promote Free Talk Live, promote.freetalklive.com. We'll help you do it with free graphics and flyers and stuff like that. So we continue with your calls. Tony is on the line in Ohio. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey,
Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
How you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Tony?
I just wanted to mention a few things. One off the top of my head is I wanted to tell your viewers or your listeners, I don't know if they hear of this a lot. I live in a town. I'll tell you the name of it through an email or something. I don't want to promote any criminals to move here, but we don't have police.
Sweet.
We don't have good police in the town that I live in either.
That's awesome.
But you have sheriffs and you have, things like that, right?
State police.
Oh, of course. The highway patrol ventures into our small town areas on dirt roads somehow and, overstep their authority at any occasion that they feel like. But we rarely see them.
Yeah. What about the county sheriff?
We don't see them much either. I mean, unless you call for them, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, people have called the sheriff, like domestic violence and stuff, but for the most part, I don't see any police cars.
Yeah, it'd be nice if a local police department would see it the same way as the sheriff department does. You know, that's the same way it is as it is in my town. And you know, they don't show up unless they're called. And if they're called, it would be for, you know, something criminal having occurred. And the majority of the things that go on in my rural town are, you know, maybe a dog kills a chicken or something like that. You know, nothing that can't be handled among people.
Exactly. It's the same here. I live in a really, really small town also, and it, like you said, the crime is, you know, minor theft at best. You don't hear of a lot of assaults. You don't hear of a lot of outright robberies or, you know, stuff like that.
So what else were you calling? Were you calling about that tonight? Or
that was one thing. Another thing was I had sent an email, and I was wanting to make a comment on a previous show you guys had done. You were talking about rights and whether they existed or not.
Mm-hmm.
And basically I wanted to make the argument that I believe that they are inalienable, not because the document tells me so or because I have any specific religious belief, but just because I believe that they are, and I'll give you a reason for this way of my point of view.
Okay.
Basically, if you look at rights the way I do, they can only be aggressed against. The argument you guys were putting kind of forth, I felt, was that might makes right, and therefore you only have the rights of the most powerful individual and their opinion of what rights are. And my argument is that you have rights; they're inalienable. No one can take them away from you. They can't be really created or destroyed by anyone, even a space alien with a death ray. I think was the example you guys were using. They can only aggress against your rights. If put in a vacuum, you know, your rights would exist and you would have them, and it takes aggression to infringe upon those rights, and therefore they do exist.
Only in your mind, I'm afraid.
Right. I've been of your opinion in the past, and I would really like to be able to come up with some kind of, to be able to walk myself logically through the steps. However, to me, rights are an agreement among people, and I think they're a good agreement, and an agreement that we should promote.
It's worthy of pursuing, yes, absolutely.
In the same way that, marriage doesn't exist. However, it is a good institution, and, you know, it's good for people, and I think that we should, by that I mean men and women living together in an agreement. I don't mean the government sanctioning it.
Well, men and men can live together, and women can live together.
Yes, I guess that too. However, it's just, you know, it's just words that people have, decided are true.
Right. If you're in a vacuum, you don't need rights because there's no one else to interact with. But if it's you and another person, then you have to come to an agreement in order to have rights. Otherwise, you'll just have constant conflict with one another.
I absolutely agree. It's voluntary, and it is an agreement. Both things are true because, I mean, otherwise, if you lived in a society like some cities can devolve to at times, when you're walking down the street and everybody that you have to pass on the street, you would have to turn your, you know, back and look to them to make sure they weren't going to stab you in your back. If you live in a society like that, your rights would be more limited in the agreement you have voluntarily with everyone else. You might not agree to go to such places or to walk around unarmed or what have you. But the agreement, like you're saying, is an agreement and it is voluntary, but I still believe that it exists. And even if you take it outside of a vacuum and you're talking about a small town, we've agreed upon the right not to have police, not to have people giving us seatbelt tickets that are useless and generating revenue from the very people that, you know what I mean, that they're getting their job from to begin with.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
An agreement's only an agreement if you get the other guy to agree to it. And
right.
That's the problem is the politicians don't agree.
You use the term inalienable.
Cops don't agree.
Term inalienable, and it is alienable. I mean, the term inalienable says incapable of being surrendered or transferred. Or I guess what you're saying is even if
the right still exists, whether or not it's being violated.
I guess, yeah, I see where you're coming from. You're saying that even though the government is locking you in a prison cell, that you still have the right because you haven't surrendered it voluntarily. It was inalienable in that you did not surrender it, they just took away your freedom from you. So you could say that you still have your rights, but it's not going to do much to get you out of the jail. So
you're right, and it won't. And that's the only point I was trying to make. And if you'd give me one more second, I have one more point I'd like to
make.
Sure.
Go ahead.
You guys were talking about national service, and I'm halfway a proponent of national service, although I'm not a proponent of the forced kind of national service or an addition to our military. I would look at national service in a way, if it's voluntary, that we could replace this huge military industrial complex that we have now.
But that's not what they're doing.
I know that. I know that. But I just wanted to say something positive about the concept of national service.
Well,
I know
why
that's
would there be anything positive about it? I mean, replacing the military with another government bureaucracy, I mean, yeah, getting rid of the military would be nice, and bringing those troops home from around the world would be nice, but you're still conflating volunteerism with working for the government, and I think that's kind of dangerous to real volunteering, don't you?
I understand what you're saying, but the kind of thing that I'm talking about with national service would be more along your lines of what I think you think of as a militia movement, but not the movement that they talk about in the crazy term, but just flat out going back to a more localized state level, you know, military type.
But that's not
thing.
National service. That would be local service.
Well, incorporated in that, this would be the national part, would be a, you know how they have Paris Island for the Marines where they train and do their boot camp, and then they have various places where people go. I think Chicago's one for naval stuff. And in going through all that, there is some need for a federation in terms of protecting, you know, all together our interests, not just security for a singular state. And it would be advantageous on a voluntary basis to get together and to protect, you know, borders on particular, you know, however you're going to do it.
But why do you need the government to be involved? I mean, if you want to get together with your neighbors and train militarily, you can do that. That's what militias do. They just self-organize themselves. They don't need a government apparatus in order to do that. If you want to get together and feed the poor, feed the hungry, you can do that without having the government involved. What's the necessity of involving the state?
If you're saying government in terms of the bureaucracy or the you know, people that we pay to just make decisions, then I agree with you. If you mean government in terms of just us governing ourselves, then I would say there is a point.
Yeah, I just think the term national service has pretty much been claimed by the status. So when you use that term, that's what it brings up in my mind is, okay, and you know, he's talking about a government program. So you're saying...
Sounds mandatory, whatever it is.
Right, you're just, when you say national service, you just mean people doing things for one another on a voluntary basis.
Just people, like, for instance, they give us this whole spiel about how we need this, you know, $700 billion, some say $1 trillion machine to protect us all the time. If we had more... I don't mean to be sexist, but men or women, for that matter, I guess, would go and just do basic training and maybe a refresher course voluntarily, you know, once a year or once every 5 years, whatever it took to, you know, keep current on the tactics and the stuff that we would need to do in case there was a major emergency, you know, what plan A, B, and C were. That to me would be, you know, a way to replace all this need for all this spending and this ridiculous bureaucracy and this, you know, the Pentagon, all the things you're talking about with, you've talked about habeas corpus in the past. You're talking about posse comitatus tonight. If it's Latin, it's pretty important, you know, but we need to leave it.
Right. Well, well-trained Americans willing to defend their freedom is certainly, I think that's something that a lot of people would like to see happen. And there's no doubt about that. It's just the term national service suggests service to nation, and the concept of a nation is an imaginary fantasy concept. I mean, the reality is they're all a bunch of individuals within a certain geographic landmass. Bringing in the concept nation is very, you know, kind of nationalistic. The idea is that there's something greater than the individuals, and that is the nation, and therefore one must serve one's nation. So I think that you should just move away from using those terms and just move toward the idea of getting people to self-organize and train and just talking about the benefits of that without labeling it as national service, because otherwise you're just going to confuse people. Thanks for the call. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
And we've got an interview coming up.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.